Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. So you know me, Kel, Mr. Last Minute.
Yeah.
So the condo that I owned, you know, with my partner Kyle, who passed away in Portland, sold. I mean, it's under contract. And the closing, for the reason, this market is insane. You know, if you're selling anything right now, then, or if you're buying anything, you know, it's just crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So they, the buyers are perfect. I mean, like, the way this aligned is like, I can't, you know, I knew it was going to be hard to let go of this place. It's another, you know, another chapter closing in a book that doesn't have many chapters remaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to be hard. So, I just feel, I lost my partner. You know, now I have a great life with my partner, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple years ago, I lost my partner. It was sudden. It was unexpected. You know, I lost my dad years ago. And people always say to me, like, why is life so unfair? You know, but then these moments happen, like, where closing this chapter is going to be hard. And the buyers of this place are amazing.
Yeah.
Like we walk through, I've already met them, even though, you know, we haven't done the closing yet. Normally you don't. Sometimes you don't even meet them at all.
No, right?
I know.
And you know, sometimes they're not at the closing, or maybe you meet them at the closing, you hand the keys over, and it's, you know, all kind of a business transaction. But this is, it's just been everything, you know, both sides have approached with such, you know, care and stuff, and they understand what this place meant to me and everything.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And so I met them, and Tim and I met them. We're trying to figure out, you know, if they want to, you know, take some of the deck furniture, like certain things that it doesn't make any sense for me to keep. And it's kind of nice to leave it there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was this rug that's in the bedroom, and you know, Tim and I decided that we wanted to keep it. And I didn't realize, and you know, if you've gone through a loss or something, maybe you'll understand this. I didn't realize that was important to me until I knew we were going to bring it to our house and put it in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And I couldn't articulate why. It's a beautiful rug. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle and I kind of splurged on it. So
yeah.
I'm kind of glad that we're keeping it because it's a nice rug, you know.
Yeah.
And rugs, by the way, are too expensive.
Way too
expensive. If you get like a nice rug, how is it that expensive?
I know.
You know? But anyway, so I'm glad that we're keeping it. But I couldn't figure out why that moved me. And you know, maybe if you've been through a loss, something hits you and you can't even articulate why. And then you have a moment that you go, oh, and it's like a light bulb goes off and you go, oh, that's why. And it's because we'll be, you know, I'm leaving this place where Kyle was and existed, and where whenever I'm there, I share the space that he occupied.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it didn't hit me until, you know, we decided we were going to roll up the rug and bring it to Kittery, and that it's going to be a part of my and Tim's house now. And it didn't hit me why that meant something until I thought that was the last place in our home where Kyle planted his feet.
Mm. Whoa.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It took a while for me to go, oh, and it feels like even though that space is going to be occupied by this new couple who is amazing, I'll still have something that shares the space that he occupied.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And you're, I'm glad
taking him
it.
With you.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
It's some sort of physical thing.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have a physical thing.
Yeah. But I know that, you know, I've talked about this on the radio because I think there are people who don't address these emotions, and I've been told that it helps them do it when I talk about it. So that's why I talk about it. But that's one of those weird things, is you have to say goodbye to these things.
Yeah.
And it's important. There's a poem that I posted on my Instagram a little while ago, and it is important. That's an important step of life, is to cherish it and to hold it, but also to know when to let it go,
mm-hmm.
and then to let it go.
Yeah.
You know, and these buyers are awesome, and they're making it so much easier to let it go.
Good.
You know?
Good.
But yeah, and also, I probably shouldn't say this, but one of the reasons I'm so happy they're keeping this stuff is because I don't have to move it.
Yeah. Right.
Because Mr. Last Minute has quite a few things to do.
Right.
Oh, no.
In the next 11 days.
Oh, God.
So there will be a furniture fire sale happening. And
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, I think it's all claimed and some of it's being picked up on Friday. And I think somehow I'm actually going to get done with this before the last minute.
We'll see about that.
Do you have any excess like tables or end tables or anything like that?
I think there may be a couple of end tables
well,
for
look
you.
At that.
Yeah, no way.
You have to come to the sale.
We may be in
though.
The market.
You in search of some end tables? Okay.
Yeah.
What's your price?
Well, it's negotiable.
Friendship.
We'll negotiate.
Oh, will you pick it
a
up?
Hug.
Oh, definitely.
Perfect.
Yeah, I got to pick up
sold.
And everything now.
Okay.
It's perfect.
You got 10 days.
Well,
get it out. Oh, man. But that's the other part of this is like, ugh, moving. Who likes moving?
It's the worst.
I was talking to movers. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to need, knock on wood, I don't think I'm going to actually even need movers because everything's being claimed and there's not that much left there. But
right. Who
enjoys moving? And I was talking to these people about potentially hiring them as movers.
Yeah.
When I thought I had more stuff that I had to put in storage. And they're so happy. And I'm like, I would be miserable.
I know.
Yeah. If my job, like, it's bad enough when you have to move yourself. Ugh. Now you're slugging other people's crap around.
Right.
There's no way.
God bless the movers.
Yeah.
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 No.
We did have, there was one company, because Tim and I have moved a couple times, you know.
Oh, I remember.
There was one company where the guy was... He had some complaints.
He was poopy pants.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing. I totally get it. But moving sucks enough for me. If we're getting movers, put on a happy face, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yep.
I'm not enjoying this either, okay?
Right.
But I'm not getting paid.
Yeah.
You
yep.
Know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, we had some words.
Whoa.
He was not happy.
He was not a happy person.
Yeah. Not a happy mover.
He was not a happy mover. Nope. Really not cut out for that gig.